When you look at bass fishing, you look at the legends of the sport, and with me today is Tommy Martin. And Tommy, I call you the sage because of all the great stories and all the things that you've been around for all the years you've been fishing. But, you know, you look at this younger generation, boy, I tell you, there's a bunch of young guys coming out and getting after it, but the old guys are sticking with them.
Oh, yeah, you bet, Terry. The older crowd is they have their times. I tell you, these young guys are tough. They've learned everything that we could teach them, and then they brought quite a bit to the table themselves. The old guys, they still strike every now and then.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. I look at the top money winners across the BASS trail in particular, and your name shows up there. And, you know, that's from a lot of years of bass fishing.
Yeah, of course, I've been doing it 32 years. And then, you know, you got George Cochran, Larry Nixon, Roland Martin. I mean, there's a lot of guys in there that's been doing it a long time. Jimmy Houston. We just continue to fish because we love to fish. We just don't want to quit. Let's put it that way.
Well, I don't think Tommy Martin will ever quit. You know, you and I had the opportunity here recently. We're going to be on a show called The Great Angler Debate, and we're on the panel for that. And it was a lot of fun trying to put this thing together, wasn't it?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. It was a blast. We had a good time doing it, and it was exciting. It's a great event. Greatest Angler Debate is going to bring a lot of attention to bass fishing.
Well, you know, I think one of the things we miss sometimes in bass fishing is a human interest story. And, you know, as a guy that's been around this a long time, there's a lot of stories out there, isn't there?
You bet, man. I'm telling you, all sorts of stories.
Well, if you think back at a couple, you know, you look at some of the stories you talk about, Roland Martin, Rick Klun. You room with Larry Nixon and have for a long time.
Yeah, Larry and I have been rooming together about 30 years now, and we've been through a lot together, you might say.
Well, I know you guys share a little bit, you know, when you're out on the trail, and I know, you know, as professionals, you talk a little bit about what you're finding and some of that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you think about a guy that travels with somebody, has been with him 30 years, the closeness that you guys have, you could share just about anything.
Yeah, you know, we got, of course, we were both guiding here on Toledo Bend, and I was instrumental in talking Larry in to start tournament fishing, get him involved in tournaments, and then we just started staying together because a lot of our habits are pretty similar. And you need to stay with somebody. You know, of course, it reduces the cost by half. It reduces our expenses, each of us. But you need to stay with somebody that has similar habits as you do, sort of compatible, and it makes it a lot easier on you.
Well, you know, you mentioned this thing, you know, and maybe folks don't know, but you did get Larry Nixon into this thing, and man, oh man, what a career he's had as well.
Yeah, I talked him into fishing his first tournament, and he was just guiding here on Toledo Bend. That was back in 1977 when Larry got started. I started in 74, so I'd been at it 3 or 4 years before he started, and of course, he's done quite well at it. I mean, I'm sure he's glad that he made the big jump and you know, started tournament fishing.
Well, you mentioned the year 1974, and it was a pretty important year for you because you won the Bassmaster Classic that very first year.
Yeah, I was lucky in a lot of ways, Terry, because the first year that I got on the trail, you know, I didn't have any money either, like most guys that just get started, and it was tough. I was very fortunate. The first tournament I fished, I finished third place, and I think the second one or third one I won. It was the third one that I won at Beaver Lake in Arkansas. Then I went on to win the Classic that same year, so... You talking about a jump start, that was really a jump start for me. It helped me to get money in my pocket, to get sponsors, and I was probably one of the first bass fishermen to ever have a cash-paying sponsor. I'm not sure I wasn't the first, because back then, you know, when I first started in this business, they'd give us worms, they'd give us rod and reel, give you fishing line, but there wasn't any cash deals going around, and I got one of the first cash deals.
Well, you know, back there when you won the Classic in 74, probably won a couple million dollars at that event, right?
No, not hardly. It's about $15,000, but it felt like a couple million.
Well, you know, you look at some of those first purses, you know, and I think you and I were talking about that here recently, is the fact that, you know, you win a tournament, you might win $3,500, $4,000.
Right. The first event I won at Beaver Lake, I think, paid $3,495, if my memory serves me correctly. And then the Classic paid $15,000. Now, of course, pro event, tour event pays $105,000. The Classic's up to $200,000. So there's a lot of difference, you know, but we're talking about about 32 year time span, too.
Well, you know, you think about it, and I think it's maybe a little bit misconceiving of the fact that you look at some of the numbers now, you know, the guys that are climbing up the money list real quick. After 32 years plus you've been doing this thing, you know, if you had those same monies back then, how much money would you have made?
Well, I never have tried to figure it out, but you're right. If you take today's money and apply it to your accomplishments, you'd have a lot more money. Right now, just like Kevin Van Dam has been fishing 15 years, and he's already one of the top money winners. Of course, he couldn't have done that back in the old days because he'd have never accumulated that much money. But there's so much more money in the payouts now, it can happen.
Well, you know, you look back at this thing and you talk about sponsors a little bit, and I know you've been integral in working with Bagley Bate, and they've just really, you know, last year with Takahiro doing what he did, but Bagley's been around for 30-plus years, or 50-plus years, I guess, and they continually come out with great products.
They do. The year I won the Classic, in fact, I was using a Bagley B3. That was the primary bait that I used in that Classic win, was a Bagley B3. And, of course, Jim Bagley was alive then, and he was making the baits. But the company has been around a long time. They have a very good name in this business. They're back on track now. The Bagley baits are being made now, just like they were back in the 70s when Jim was making them. And the Bagley baits are they're in excellent condition right now. The baits are running good, better than ever before, and still catching bass.
Well, you know, Mike Rogan's the guy that's kind of got that company now, who's a great guy. And you think about, you know, the original series, you know, the baits that you guys caught the fish on. And there are differences. Over the years, you know, maybe you tried to do something different or whatever, but they're back to that original Bagley form.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of new baits that have hit the market. In fact, you know, some of the old baits we used to use, like Hellbenders and the old backup bombers and all sorts of different baits that we used for many, many years, that would still catch fish today if you used them. But there's just been replacement baits is what I call them. There's so many baits on the market right now, you know, you just have to go with certain ones. But Bagley is a brand that the fishermen, I guarantee you, everybody fishing our tournaments has a box full of Bagley baits, because there's a time and place when they're going to pull them out and use them.
Well, balsa, you know, is really irreplaceable in certain situations, the buoyancy and what happens there. But they also make a big deep diving line also. And you think about shallow baits, topwater baits, you know, the Bangalore has been a mainstay for a lot of years.
You bet. Yeah, the Bangalore has been one of my favorite baits for a long time. Shallow water minnow bait that works extremely well. Now, balsa wood, you know, is a unique bait. I think they're probably at their best, in my opinion, all during the summer months and during the fall. They'll catch plenty of bass in the spring, too, but I think they're at their best when you're fishing late summer and all during the fall. That's when I tend to do the best with my Bagley baits. That's when I really rely on them and really catch a lot of fish on them.
Well, you know, and you think about all the different applications now and the different baits that Bagley has, but, you know, you're also throwing a lot of plastics, and I think you're with Zoom, and, man, what a company that's on the rise there.
Oh, yeah, well, Zoom baits, they make a little bit of everything. I'm telling you, that company is really a great company to work for. They've got great lures. You don't have to go elsewhere for plastics when you work for Zoom. They've got everything you need. I know this last year I was able to win the Central Open Points Championship, and we fished Rayburn, and I think we fished up at Paducah, Kentucky, and we fished at the Chaplau River Basin, and I used the Trick Worm and Bagley baits, but I used the Trick Worm, Zoom Trick Worm, a whole lot this summer, and it was very instrumental in helping me win that points championship.
Well, you know, people are trying to figure out how come I call you the sage. I think they're starting to catch on now. You remember dates and times better than anybody I know.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Well, you know, listen, Tommy, you think about this thing. Now you're getting ready to go to Table Rock and going to go up and fish in Missouri a little bit and Arkansas area, and you're going to go up and have that final event. You got to be excited about that.
Well, I am. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a real important event, and I'm going to try not to get too keyed up over it, because it is an important event. If I could just, I'm just a little bit out of the Classic, just a little bit out of the E50s. You know, the E50s, the way they qualify for the E50s is based on a 3-year period of time, which covers 2003, 2004, and 2005. And I made a bad decision back in 2003 and didn't go to those Florida events, so that's really hurt me in the E50 standings, and I think I'm two places out in the money. I'm up 22nd now, so I'm a couple places out there. So I have to do pretty well at Table Rock, and I just don't want to put too much pressure on myself. I want to go up there and fish naturally, and I've had good success on that lake in the past, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Tommy, as usual, I sure appreciate you being with us, and all the guys out there who know and follow you along the trail know what a gentleman you are, and appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, Terry, thank you for asking me. I enjoyed it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.